is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Welcome to the Cliffo and Bronte podcast, Tuesday, day of recording, and the day that we found out Bronte has been accidentally double dosing her coffees every morning for the last 6 months.
Yeah, it explains a lot. So basically, we have a machine here at work, and you just press a button, and I saw 3 on the button and would always just be like, oh, it's a number. Turns out it's 3 coffee shots that go into the thing that you tamp down that you then put into the wider machine. So 3 shots. But then I run it through twice. So 6 shots.
This is like when people learn, like you learning that the 3 actually means shots or whatever.
Yeah.
And you might know this, but this is like when people learn, because it shocked me, that the numbers on the side of the toaster actually represent minutes.
Yes.
So 1 is 1 minute. If you go halfway between 1 and 2, that's 90 seconds. 2 is 2 minutes.
I didn't know that.
Mind blown.
Wow.
Minutes, Bronte.
Oh, my God. The no wonder my toast is always burnt and my coffee's always bitter.
Yeah.
It's
just your life right there, burnt and bitter.
The Bronte story.
Hey, big show coming up. Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, day 3.
Day 3
tomorrow.
Correct.
And potentially the last day if
Dave doesn't
come to the plant.
Come on, Dave. But we're going to try and get him a new name.
Yes.
So hopefully that motivates him. You can vote now on Instagram.
We have another Queensland Price is Right plus my favourite ever clickbait Cliffo.
That's a big call. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's the right one.
No, it's not. They're usually pretty bad. So it was a good one today. It's coming up.
I'm in a much better place this Tuesday than I was last Tuesday. I don't know if you remember, it was the first after I had pretty badly re-injured myself during a gym sesh on Monday afternoon. It's something I did earlier in the year. It's a disc-related thing. But
God, I'm bored already.
It was
nothing
also
worse.
My SIJ. Do you know what that means?
No.
Yeah, you don't need
there's
to.
There's nothing worse than someone in their 30s just talking about their sore back.
You're going to like this story.
We all have it.
I know.
Something happens. You turn 30, you get
literally
sore in places you didn't know existed.
I had never had back issues, but when it happened earlier in the year, I went to see a physio who sorted it within the week. So by now, a week later, I'm usually back doing workouts and stuff. And so last week when it happened, I knew straight away what it was and I left the gym and I called my physio. He was busy and they were like, but we've got this other physio that you can see tomorrow. And I was like, that's fine. I'm not that loyal. It's just whoever can crack me back into place. And I went and saw this new physio who I could tell straight away was a bit more intense in terms of what he was expecting from me in the recovery. And you and I have bonded over the fact that when we go see physios and they give us homework, sometimes we're too busy to do it.
I go to physio probably every 6 months. Not for a problem or anything, just for bad posture.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Working
it's good to
a
do.
Very sedentary job or whatever. And she always says the same, like it's always the same joke. She's like, you haven't been doing your homework? Haven't been doing your exercise? I'm like, yep, that's right. Haven't been doing them.
And she accepts that.
Same joke every time.
And usually I am a bit more on top of it, but this injury was bad and I just couldn't really do it. And also I didn't really want to do the exercises. I rolled the yoga mat out.
Boring, aren't they?
I opened up the
so
app.
So boring,
to
the
look.
Physio exercises.
There was 6 exercises,
oh,
Cliffo.
No.
But when my first session with him, he was like, make sure you do your exercises. And I was like, okay. Will do. Went out to the reception and had to book in again with him for yesterday. And the receptionist was like, make sure you do your homework. Like he'll check with you.
Righto, Mum.
And then yesterday I had to rush off from work because I had a session with him and I was like, he's not going to worry. Like, because I'm better now. I feel I can stand. I can breathe again.
Yeah, you did your job.
I did my job. Of just
no, he did.
Oh,
you
sorry.
No, you didn't do your job. That's the point. He did his job on you.
First thing he asked me. And what was the worst part? He said, you know, I can log in and see if you've been doing your exercises. And I was like, you saw me open them. I just didn't complete them.
That's the exact moment when Brody goes, I got to find myself a new physio. Alpha Bucks, it's back tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of May, and we got a sneaky little free answer for you podcasters right now.
I don't know what this person, place, or thing is, Cliffo. I'll give you the clue.
Okay, from the outset, you mustn't have watched much of The Simpsons.
I did.
Growing up. Okay, will you say it?
The clue, your free answer, Kent Brockman.
Kent Brockman, Springfield News.
It is whatever. The newsreader.
Yeah, newsreader guy.
Oh, Kent Brockman.
I'm Kent Brockman.
I'm mortified at myself.
News, non-news, Springfield.
Is that how he sounds?
I don't know. K is your letter. Kent Brockman. Such a news name, isn't it?
I'm guessing the question might be. Name it,
yeah. There's a few you could say to that, but Kent Brockman is your freebie for today on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is your Sick Fix at 6.
This is not my Sick Fix at 6. I know I'm the sicker of the two of us.
Yeah, you're usually the sicko that runs this segment.
Absolutely, I'm handing the reins.
And I just thought this was something that happened to me that I thought, oh, might get a laugh out of that. Like, that might be worth telling on the radio.
If you won't laugh, you'll cry.
That's right. And producer Alicia's like, that is a Sick Fix at 6, my friend. Because I think I have been accidentally drinking cockroach coffee.
Okay. I know that you can eat like crickets and some grasshoppers when they're like deep fried and things. Haven't heard the same about cockroaches in your coffee though.
We've all heard about the eating crickets thing, and I don't know, like, one, I feel like they're probably cleaner than a cockroach.
Yeah.
And two, they're cooked, so I don't know if that kills germs or whatever, but cockroaches are just inherently disgusting.
Just vile. Yes.
Vile.
Yeah.
And we've actually got the bug lady coming around today at 12:30. She's coming around to do a little respray because, man, those little German cockroaches, they are little bastards to try and eliminate.
Indestructible.
Completely. And it was very evident. It was actually yesterday morning, Monday morning. Like, you just want that cup of joe.
Oh, it's the best.
Uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Like, cockroach free.
Yeah. That's how I like my coffee.
And I open the Nespresso coffee machine, and we have one of those ones where when you open it, that I think they all do it, and the pod
drops.
Yeah, the old pod drops away.
Yeah.
So I did that yesterday. I open it, and it would have been the pod from Sunday morning, from the Mother's Day coffees I made. I open it, the pod drops down, and as it drops out of the top of the hole, I spot a little cockroach head just peeking up. Having a little look.
Oh, I just felt physically ill.
Right? And I thought, mate, cockroaches would love it because you leave the pods in there. It's nice and warm. They like warmth. Obviously, it's a bit smelly because the coffee pods and stuff. Yeah, I don't know if they can eat.
Coffee pods. It's nice. Coffee's stuff. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. So all I do is my best to pull it out. I obviously empty the pods. I rinse out all of the parts I can rinse out.
Yeah.
And then yesterday afternoon when I got home, even more, like, I've unplugged it. I've washed out the water thing. At the, like, anything I could do to try and
filter,
sterilize it a bit, I've done it. But still, the image of that little cockroach just popping his head up, you know, it's sort of burnt into my mind. So while I'm making my morning coffee this morning, all I can picture is little cocky in there calling it home.
Yeah, it's burned into your mind and your coffee most likely.
Yeah. Oh, it's a disgusting sort, isn't it?
Is it the little German one or the big boys?
It was a little one. And it did get me thinking, like, and I don't know if you've heard this before, but I remembered reading something in the paper before that, and it's kind of gross, that in all of our coffee, particularly instant coffee, they reckon there are remnants of bugs because apparently there's all sorts of cockroaches and insects and bugs and stuff that really like eating freshly processed green coffee.
Okay.
So it's not happening at the factories or anything like that.
No,
it's actually happening on a ground level at the farms. The bugs get in there and they eat the coffee. That's where they, according to this article, and other insects get into our coffee food chain. So apparently we're all ingesting little bug when we drink coffee.
Not good.
Look, it made me feel better making all you guys get grossed out.
I'm so glad you feel better.
But I feel better. Cliffo and Bronte, 17-8 on Hit. That's Taylor Swift back to back. You know what that means.
Swifties, welcome aboard. This is your captain speaking. It's me. It's I. Hits. Hey. Swifty and 50.
Everybody agrees. It's your last week, the last couple of days, Cliffo, of Swiftie and 50.
What's all the paper over there. All of a sudden, you've got all these sheets of paper in
front
of you.
Yeah, none of your business. Don't worry about it.
This is the most professional Bronte's ever been.
I just
You've got notes?
Yeah, but look at the notes. Nothing.
Nothing. You're literally looking at a memo from a promotion from 2 weeks ago right now.
And I just wanted to make sure I've got all the info. Yep, I do. This is
they
your last
couple
of days.
They do that at the end of the project, mate. At the end of the project.
Yeah.
You should ask Auntie Kate about that.
I should.
They all pick up bits of paper and go,
well, anyway,
like they're important. And
that's been me.
Blank bits of paper, mate.
I've got all the info. We know. By now, we know,
mate. It's 50K cash, and it's a trip for two to LA to see Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour.
Huge.
Which is getting rave reviews.
And all the celebs are there, like Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban were there. And now it's going to be in LA, which is like the home ground for celebs. So you'll be celeb spotting Taylor Swift, 50K. It's a dream.
What more could you want?
What more could you want?
All right, so it's 30 seconds on the clock. We got to get as many people in the draw and on that standby list as we can.
Please, everyone that's like possibly on hold at the moment, just like look alive.
I'm
sick of this delay. Come on,
look,
I want to get more people in the draw.
That may be me because I'm not as fast on the phones as
expect,
but I'll try and bowl through them. We'll all go quickly. Number one today, Emma. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yep, that's
hello, up. Jack. Are you there?
Yes.
Jack, good. Wayne, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Wayne.
Jazzy Jazz, are you there?
Yes.
Great.
Emma's next. Emma, scream, I love Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift.
Wow, we paid. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Millie, hello. Hello. Millie.
Yeah. Oh, Millie.
Just Millie.
Just a little heart attack there at the end.
Millie, you're in the draw, mate. $50,000 cash and that trip for two to LA to see Taylor Swift live. Does one excite you more than the other?
Probably the trip to Taylor.
Yes, good, Millie.
I'm saying that.
Glad you're on the draw, mate. Girl after my own heart.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Drawn later this week, Millie, so...
What do you think about Maddie Healy and Taylor Swift, Millie? Are you okay with this relationship?
As long as she's happy.
That's good.
She's
good
happy.
Swiftie. Good Swiftie.
She's doing good concerts. And Millie's going to be there, mate. With 50,000 cash in her back pocket. To get on standby, 13 10 60. Whenever you hear the two Taylor hits back to back, we'll get a winner later on this week. Taylor Swift's new single, Lavender Haze from Midnight. It's out now.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on down! Producer Alicia has three new secondhand items that we can try our best to guess the price.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
That's it.
That's all I've got,
Bronte,
guys.
You've got a bit of catching up to do because you're... I quickly ran and checked the scores before I came in here and I think you're on 6, but Clifford's on like maybe 9 or 10.
Mm. Like all my energy goes towards Can You Beat Bronte?
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
And I will say...
That's it.
I've been like a second-hand shopper for God knows how long. Like, I love an op shop, you know, shopping
trip. You're
more
attuned
to
this.
I love a garage sale.
So, Bronte needs to get off the internet and into a shop more.
I can't guarantee that, guys. I'm too lazy.
Okay, so the first item is Kelly from Harvey Bay is selling this fire pit guitar.
Wow!
It's actually really cool. So it looks like a hollowed out acoustic guitar, but it's actually made from steel, obviously, because it's on fire. She's put, okay, rock stars, here's your dream fire pit.
Killing.
A must have for any man cave. I wouldn't recommend that. It should be outdoors.
Yes,
if you're setting
absolutely.
Great common sense from producer Alicia there, guys.
Once in a lifetime, that'll common sense from me.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
All right. Okay. Got numbers written down?
I've written $450.
Oh, no. Way too much. I've written $225.
No, it's a fireplace.
Yeah, Kelly's selling it for
$995. Yeah, Kelly!
Kelly, she's dreaming.
I don't know. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Like, if you're going to buy a fire pit, you'd be looking at probably about that price, so you might as well get a cool one.
Get a Bunnings and get a fire pit for $50.
It's not a freaking guitar.
All right. David from the Gold Coast is selling this Paddington Bear painter. Oh, so it's a little collectible item. It's okay. Paddington Bear dressed as a painter. He's got his overalls on. He's got his little, what do you call it, like a colour palette in his hand.
Yes, easel thing.
It is brand new.
Okay,
he did
I was going to ask.
It's brand new. You can still see the tag on his little chest there.
But it is out of its case, so it's not, but maybe,
maybe it didn't come with
one. Case.
No marmalade sandwiches,
no,
man, which is
disappointing. Oh.
For that reason, I'm marking it down as a $75 quick sale, that one.
Oh, see, I went for $40.
David's selling it for $60, so that's points to Cliffo.
Oh, Cliffo! Yes.
Point apiece.
This is
so
it.
So you're a fire pit up, I'm a Paddington Bear up.
The decider.
The decider, what do we got?
Shay from Cairns is selling this antique copper ladies' hunting horn.
I want that.
It's kind of like a,
love a ladies'
I don't even know how
horn.
To describe it. It's like a twisted horn.
It looks like
horn.
It would make this sound.
Yeah, it would.
That's actually
that was
impressive.
Very impressive.
When I saw you put your hand to your mouth, I was like, this is going to be embarrassing for you. But it's actually all right.
That's what I reckon it sounds
like. So this
like.
Is a genuine antique from Britain.
Oh, do you know it?
Oh, have you seen it before?
Yeah, I actually made this myself.
Yeah.
She did say its main purpose is decoration unless you know how to play it, because apparently it's very specific on how to play.
You just blow into it, guys. Yeah. It's not that difficult.
Well, apparently you don't, but anyway. And it's made from copper and brass.
So this is more an antique. Yeah. You're saying it's a genuine article from Britain, from the homeland.
From her homeland.
Your homeland.
I brought it over with me in the suitcase. It got a bit bashed in.
I'm going to say 200.
I said 250, being that it's genuine.
Well, Shay is selling it for $65.
Oh,
oh,
in front
of
I can't do it anymore.
So
I want the horn.
You won up.
Yeah, thank
you. What
God.
Are we now? We're about... I'm
as
about
you say,
9, you're about 7.
There's no winners in this game. Let's get that
all
on the table.
Particularly the woman thinking she's getting $900 for a bloody fire pit, please.
This is TikTok Tuesday.
A woman has shared what she considers to be a bit of a life-changing grocery hack, Cliffo, on TikTok. And this is especially relevant because I think a lot of people at the moment, as the weather gets a bit cooler, starting to have porridge in the morning and warming themselves up and picking some berries to put on top. Do you have berries in your family?
I thought you were just saying that people are, when you said picking berries, I thought you were implying that people are foraging. But it's getting cold, look, guys, so get out and forage. Find
go into
berries.
Hibernation. Are you a berry family, the Clifton
yeah,
family?
Yeah, I love strawberries.
Do you have a way that you pick berries to take home?
Oh, not really. Just kind of the look on the outside of the punnet, I guess.
That's what I do. What we're supposed to be doing is flipping the carton upside down and seeing which of the berries stick to the bottom. And if they stick to the bottom, apparently they've been there for a bit longer than the ones that are fresher, and they all
they
fall
move
to the
around.
Top. So if you buy
berries, guys.
Yeah, it's Isaac Newton. He was onto something.
Gravity. It's not. It's not always bad, gals and guys. It's not always bad.
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League only on Hit.
Friday. David the Tiger, you won $500 for being the champion's champion last week. We will double it to a grand if you can take down the Brontosaurus at the end of this week.
Just enjoy that $500 while you've got it, David, because it's not getting any bigger.
You're not taking that off him.
It's not, well.
Just the $500 while you've got it.
Maybe read the T's and C's. Maybe I will.
David, so Bronte is one up. She won yesterday. So in this best of five series, she's one up. You're claiming you want a tight race at the end of the week, so you may have just deliberately let it slip yesterday.
Yeah, just throwing a one, you know?
Yeah, oh, thanks, David. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Throwing a dog a bone.
How dare he?
All right, into the soundproof with you. Bronte is going into the soundproof booth, and David, for you, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to go, brother?
I'm ready to go.
30 seconds. David, your time starts now. What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
On the internet, what does WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
In Greek mythology, who has snakes for hair and turns people to stone?
Medusa.
How many stars are there on the Australian flag?
7.
Justin Timberlake was a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
Who needs 30 seconds, man? You had 7 seconds spare after that, David.
I wasn't sure about the flag. I have an Australian flag right next to me.
I had to really think hard about that one too. But don't say anything. Langus is back out of the soundproof booth. You know, she's going to get the same 30 seconds, same 5 questions, the same treatment as you just received, David.
I'm scared.
What are you scared for?
I don't know. I'm going to lose. Oh my God, feel
it. It's so hot and cold. And all of a sudden, it's confidence.
It's when I go.
Next minute, you're shivering with fear.
When I go into the soundproof booth, I've got time to sit and stew.
Yeah. We need to play like happy, like Wiggles music or something in there, like sitting in literally soundproofing.
Yes. It messes with you. I've got to play Bluey or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, well, that's on you.
Okay.
Dave, hold there. Bronte, 30 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
Yep. Yes, I am. I'm good.
Confident.
Yeah, believe in myself.
Your time starts now. What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
On the internet, what does WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
In Greek mythology, who has snakes for hair and turns people to stone?
Medusa.
How many stars on the Australian flag?
7. 8.
Justin Timberlake was a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
That's 5. And again, about 8 seconds to spare. Oh. So David had about 7 seconds to spare.
Oh,
so.
No. Confident too.
Close run, guys. Our producer, Alicia, how did we go?
So the capital of Thailand is Bangkok. You both got that one correct. On the internet, WWW stands for World Wide Web. Both of you got that one correct. Medusa has snakes for hair and turns people to stone. Both of you got that one correct.
Did you say Medusa?
Medusa?
It's Medusa.
She's British.
Medusa?
She's British.
Do you guys say Medusa? Okay, anyway. That's a conversation for a different day.
I think it is Medusa.
Right.
Anyway.
Put a pin in that. We'll come back to that.
Number 4. Justin Timberlake was a former member of NSYNC. Both of you got that one correct. And
oh,
number
no.
4. How many stars are on the Australian flag? There are 6 and neither of you got that one correct.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're terrible Australians.
You got to leave, both of you guys.
Yeah. Oh.
So 4 points apiece. Of course, we can't have benefit of the doubt. We have to have a definitive winner at the end of the week. Someone has to take out the day today.
Of course.
So we have the bonus question. The tiebreaker. Guys, I'm going to ask one question. Buzz in with your name if you know the answer. If you get it wrong, you lose.
Okay.
If you get it right, you win.
Okay.
So be confident when you buzz in with your name.
Okay.
David, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Bronte, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm going to vomit.
A bucket, please. Please, should we bucket?
Okay.
All right, guys. Your tiebreaker question is... In what Australian state or territory would you find Uluru?
Bronte. Northern Territory.
It's the Northern Territory.
Oh! Wowee.
David, we like just a split second before you, brother.
I know.
At least you're not blaming the questions. We appreciate that.
Well, the phone call hasn't wrapped up yet. Dave, tomorrow it's win or die, brother.
Not literally.
No, the stakes are pretty
high. Actually,
we're going to Hunger Games this.
Read the T's and C's. I've said it once, I'll say it again.
David, your last shot tomorrow, okay?
Yep, last shot tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Come on, David.
We're close today.
I hope you, I don't know, you have a big night on random Maybe. Tuesday night on the cocktails or something. Yeah, I want you dusty tomorrow and
Okay. Well,
they're stretched out,
I'm happy
man.
To do that for the show.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
What are you clicking around on this morning?
I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for everyone.
Thank you.
I click the clickbait so you don't have to. And this story might be my favourite clickbait Cliffo ever.
Whoa.
Ever brought to the table.
That's a big call.
I love this so much. A bloke fined using his phone. This is the headline. A bloke fined using his phone while driving beats charge after proving he was eating cheese dip. So he wasn't on his phone. He was eating cheese dip. And he beat the charge.
Okay. So you got to unpack this for me.
35-year-old bloke, he was caught by one of those phone detection cameras. So it's like a speed camera, but it can pick up when you're on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
He copped a $352 fine.
Ooh.
and 5 demerit points.
Oh, my God.
That's a pretty chunky charge, right?
Fair enough.
The bloke decided to fight the charge as he definitely wasn't holding a phone. He was holding a packet of Dippets, the Aldi version of Le Snacks.
Oh, okay. So those are the little packets, usually about the size of an iPhone. Mm. Crackers on one side, cheese dip on the other.
The most processed, artificial cream cheese dip you can imagine on the other side.
Probably the melted down version of the cheese slices that we love.
Yes, yeah. And not even a Le Snack, not even a genuine, like the Dippets, the Aldi version, which I love. So apparently that is fine. You can eat in your car, which confuses me. Like, it is legal in Australia to eat in your car as long as you have one hand on the wheel.
Yes.
At all times. And many people would argue, probably myself included, that eating can be just as distracting.
Definitely.
As talking on your mobile phone. So it's really interesting that that's okay.
And like a dip, but that's a tough thing to eat while you're driving as well. That involves two hands, I'm just going to say.
I agree. Well, it is a tough thing to eat, and the magistrate agreed to the point where he, and you're not going to believe this, he actually said to the guy, you have to prove to the court you are able to open the Dippets and keep one hand on the wheel by doing a live demonstration in front of the court.
Oh, Australia's court system is really just come a long way.
He was successful.
What?
They got a packet of Dippets. And in front of the magistrate, this bloke was able to open it, like open the packet one-handed. He then got a bicky out, I guess on his lap.
Yeah.
And then dipped it into the cheese. And after the magistrate saw it, he was like, ding,
not
ding.
Guilty. Like, oh, my God.
Not guilty. You've demonstrated you can do it in front of the court. We believe you. The fine is squashed. Have your 5 demerit points back.
That is very, okay, impressive that he won the case, but more impressive that he was able to open an alfoil thing while driving on his lap. Those things teeter because they're uneven. Mm. So,
can you imagine the magistrate just saying, can the clerk please head to my chambers and get the court's emergency supply of Dippets for a live demonstration, please?
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
Week 2, day 2 of Can You Beat Bronte Champions League, where for the second time in a row I've gone up against our champions champion, Dave.
Yeah.
And destroyed him for the second day.
He's already got $500 for being the champions champion. Mm. If he can turn it about, if he can come back and beat you.
Yeah.
Another $500. We're going to make it 1,000.
Cool 1,000.
Maybe part of the reason he is struggling, maybe part of the reason you are annihilating him at the moment, is the name we have run with.
Yeah.
We've tentatively, and I say tentatively, but it's been like a week, we've been calling him David the Tiger.
Yeah.
After our show producer, Alicia, scripted that in like an intro for him.
Yeah.
David
was it
the Tiger.
I thought it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
Ah.
Was it you, Leash? I don't think it was me.
It may have been me.
Yeah, it was
you. It was Leash.
It was Leash.
Wondered where that came from.
Just know that's a script that she banged out at 5 o'clock late one day. Big day, trying
she's
to get
looking around.
Of here.
She's like,
Tiger.
David
the Tiger. Boom, that'll do. And there has been talk that with a name like David, like there's a lot of alliteration, a lot of potential names there that would be better than David the Tiger.
Yes.
And off the air, just before we played Can You Beat Bronte Champions League this morning, we actually broached that subject with David. What's your thoughts on this whole David the Tiger nickname?
Oh, I don't really care, but it's not the catchiest name, is it?
No.
We can do better.
I feel like I just, to Bronte, just spitballing straight away went, Demolition David.
Yeah, Demolition Dave's good.
Yet to see that kind of action, but...
Yeah, Dangerous Dave, Demolition Dave.
Dangerous Dave.
You could call me Deadly Dave.
Oh, well... It's too early for that.
That is like 3 straight up
all right.
That are better than David the Tiger.
Demolition Dave, Deadly Dave, or Dangerous Dave.
I feel like with no effort there whatsoever.
Yeah.
Producer Alicia. I feel like with no effort at all. Love you. 3 names.
Okay.
Better straight up than David the Tiger. And because we gave you one last week.
Yeah.
You're the Brontosaurus now.
Yeah, again. feel similar to Dave in this way. Not a name that I love, but it's my chase name now, so I've got to stick with it.
Instagram decided, mate. That was it. 13 10 60, because on this all came about because on the game show The Chase, they've all got nicknames.
They do.
Super Nerd.
Governess.
The Beast.
Yes.
Governess. So we've got the Brontosaurus. 13 10 60. Everyone just call us right now with your suggestions. What should Dave's the chaser name be?
And maybe this will give him the motivation and the pep that he needs to come for the Brontosaurus.
Look, Dave the Tiger, it's never been a winner.
No.
And I think you said from the minute he became the champion's champion, you said, well, a Brontosaurus would smash a tiger.
Oh, yep, absolutely. So. That's science. That's not me, it's science.
I've watched Jurassic Park. I know.
It's a deleted scene.
13 10 60, thinking caps on.
Yeah.
This is just a radio brainstorm, so there's no bad answers.
No.
Put them all down. Maybe we'll pick one or put it on Insta. We'll put it to Dave.
Of course.
But 13 10 60, have a think. Dave needs a real catchy, aggressive kind of...
He needs it.
The chaser name.
He needs it.
13 10 60. Tamara's here. Tamara, how are you today?
Hi, good, thank you.
Thanks for weighing in. What's the chaser name for David?
My greeting for every David I've ever met is Davey Chips and Gravy.
Oh. It's strong. That is a strong starting off point, Tamara.
Strong nickname game there. I mean, it's a little cutesy. We might want something a bit more aggressive.
Okay,
but Davey Chips and Gravy is definitely
on the list.
Charlie's here. What's your name, Charlie?
I think Dave the Dinosaur or Dave the Diplodocus.
Diplodocus sounds like an insult, but it is a dinosaur, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just looked it up.
That's so great.
Dave the Dip. How do you say it again?
Diplodocus? I don't know.
Diplodocus.
Sounds like Mary Poppins. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But
like
it keeps the dinosaur theme alive.
It's strong.
Samantha, what's your name?
Daredevil Dave.
Daredevil Dave.
He's got to be to go up against me.
Michelle, what name do you want to suggest?
I'd suggest Dave the Destroyer.
Dave the Destroyer.
Okay. Oh. Yet to be seen.
Angie, what name have you got?
I've got Mad Dog David.
Oh, David.
Mad Dog David.
For when he's in trouble.
Angie, thanks for weighing in. What are we going to do? Put them on Instagram?
Let's put it on Instagram like we did with my chase name. And that way for 24 hours people can vote.
Yeah.
And then we can get a final name.
And please, oh please, tomorrow I want to be introducing the Brontosaurus versus Davey Chips and Gravy. Make it happen.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.